After much research, it turns out beer is not the cure. But man, it makes trying a hell of a lot more fun. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to the Perfect Boards show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out with you next hour or two, drinking some good beers, man. Some good craft beers.
Craft? And, I thought they were indie.
Indie craft beers.
Oh, changing your mind now.
Louie's going to be here. And so we're going to have some fun. Listeners are going to call us. We're going to talk about beer releases to look out for and what we're doing the past week and some other things and that what's and so on and so forth for the show. I have opened up a tailgating beer that is a very classic Sierra Nevada Torpedo Extra IPA.
Extra.
Mm-hmm. 2 months old. It's okay. It's still within... It's an old code, but it still checks out. What are you guys drinking right now?
Water.
Oh, my God.
General Sherman IPA.
All right. Nice. I almost got the Sherman, too. I was, like, teetering. The Sherman is just a four-pack, even though it's 16 ounces. And then the six-pack of Sierra Nevada, even though they're 12-ounce bottles, just feels like I'm getting more beer, even though I probably... Am I getting more beer or less beer? Quick, do the math. Four 16-ounce cans versus
64 versus 72. Wow. 48 versus... No. No,
this is why versus... this is why I handed it off to somebody else, so I wouldn't be the one.
Yeah, 64 and 72. You're correct. Yep.
Yeah, thanks.
Which one's which?
12 times 6 is 72.
Ooh.
I only know this because I have to do inventory. Look at the big braids on that. And when you do inventory, you have to
do math.
It's either 4s, 6s, or 12s is what you... are your intervals that you count by when you do inventory.
Oh, okay.
That would be 3.2 bombers, Alex.
So I made out. I got more alcohol.
Now you're just bragging.
I made out in the grocery store and then I came home.
Yeah, with some beer.
Honey, I made out at the grocery store. What? Oh, I mean, no, I made out. Are you gonna drink?
For your buck?
Are you gonna not drink tonight, Nick? Or are you doing?
I'm going to get my crowler.
Sober-tober early.
Sober-tober. I don't know what day it is, so I'm afraid.
What do you do for August? It's August Nagus. Not gonna do it. All right.
Stout August nights.
Selling, guys.
No, I'm going to get my crowler right now. All right,
you
now.
Go get your crowler.
BRB.
Matt and I will figure out something to do. I don't know.
He kind of looks like he's in a... Well, I mean, he was in Oakland. Then he was in Futurama. He's just in some house.
Some house. Let's talk about Nick's backdrop for his Skype. It's not We're his still house. Skyping.
I'm in the Silicon Valley incubator.
Yeah. In that house, the famous house. I'm in the infamous Dorktown Studios. Do you guys miss the studio at all?
Not in 100-degree weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the temperature like?
It's fine.
I love gold.
I have the door open because there's there's not many crickets anymore because of the frogs have eaten all the crickets, I assume. So it's not as bad. Now, like those summer days where it have everything shut and no fan on. Those are the times, man.
So what eats the frogs, or do they just jump in your pool?
They do jump in the pool, but I have a frog pad ladder that they can get out. There's a specific little device that you put on the side of the pool, and when they swim around, they find it, and they can get out of it. They use it all the time.
I found it.
They're pretty much using my pool as their own personal playground, you know, at night.
Hey, everybody, we can get out of this pool.
You won't die if you go in here. Come on. Matt, what do you got going on over there, culture-wise?
Build my beer.
The New Belgium made news.
What? I didn't see this. I don't pay attention to the big beer, but okay, go ahead.
So New Belgium, which sold to Kirin-owned Lion Little World Beverages last November, intends to partner up with Reyes Beer Division, which is Reyes is one of the biggest beer distributors known. And so what that means is they are terminating contracts with six primarily Anheuser-Busch wholesalers in Southern California and eight in Chicago area. But the Chicago is Molson Coors wholesalers, and they're going to switch over to Reyes. So the employee owned that would probably never sell, did sell, probably not change distributors, is changing distributors. So,
they're changing from an AB InBev distributor or to an AB.
At least in California, I believe
they're changing Reyes to or from.
From,
okay.
So, locally to us, New Belgium is with Valleywide, which is right. I think so.
Yeah,
but it's
Coors House.
Coors House, which that's typically what you run into is Coors or AB. And, but down in LA, you know, other brands like even like Sierra Nevada or whomever, the big companies, they can have different houses. They don't just use typically, sometimes they don't go all the same brand throughout California or something. Long point short is they basically just said, well, we're going to go do this now. See ya. And I wish the best for them, because I've seen some brands or some companies switch distributors, and it's kind of like a weird lull. Mm-hmm. Or because maybe somebody doesn't get a restock, or you have to get things reauthorized, or
it comes out, you know, maybe thing.
Or maybe product gets old and the new company doesn't want to buy it back. And right. Then,
that's the thing I would think of is like, the new distributor is like, oh, that's previous distributor, man. Not my problem. And then the owner or the shop's like, well, screw you. If you're not taking this back, I'm not giving you this shelf space. And it just becomes a whole mess.
Or, you know, maybe it's the rare boutique where, you know, the craft house doesn't buy from that distributor. And now New Belgium's with that. So it's going to be a lot of retraining and relearning. And, you know, maybe they'll sell more beer in it. You know, I'm looking at it from a weird angle. I don't know.
Well, look, if you're in California, at least look for your New Belgium to be different. At least display different. California. Which
I watched all those, by the way. It's 40 minutes of your life.
Oh, it was just Californians, just straight, all the Californians together. Yep. It's nice.
There's part one, part two, about 40 minutes long.
Devin!
Worst storyline ever.
Devin! What are you doing here?
Forgot my saw.
Forgot my saw. Just go down La Cienega Boulevard.
I was going to find some parking around Colorado. Damn it, you'll never find parking in Colorado. I said around Colorado.
I said around Colorado.
Probably the best part.
or no, it was like a restaurant reference or something. It was one of them. Oh god, what am I doing? I love when they go on a tangent about some bit I don't know. I love that part of the show.
Everything's a tangent.
I love when Mikey tries to recall some
weird tangent.
Or like when Mikey tries to recall some bit that we didn't care about in the first place, and he can't even remember it. That's a good part.
Yeah. Oh, you guys know it's the one with the
Oh yeah.
He says the thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was the best. 366 episodes, guys. 366. You can listen. Speaking of binging on something, you could make a whole year of listening to a different Perfect Pour episode every day.
Oh,
you can listen, man. Go a whole year and listen to a different episode every day. That's sick.
Dang it. Now I feel bad that we missed our first Porsche episode and we didn't reference it. So we already passed 356. I think the next thing is, we have to go all the way to 912, right? 911.
Oh, damn.
912.
We got a ways.
944.
Oh, nobody wants to go to 944.
The earth will be done.
Damn. We missed it.
Yeah. Or we could go Volkswagen and go 914.
It's like the the comet Neowise. It's gone now. You got to wait like 700 years or 7,000 years for it to come back.
We missed the boobs on the odometer. We sure passed that.
Oh, I was waiting for that. It's gone.
I just need to pull over real quick and take a photo.
I mean, one of them was a 7, so I'll just Photoshop it.
Yeah. So, interesting read this morning. I don't know if you guys came across this article, but Greg Koch of, or Cook, whichever you prefer to say.
Cook, Koch, Kutch.
In the Volkswagen community, it's Koch. In the beer community, it's Cook.
All right. Well, you're in the Volkswagen
community. Spelt the same way, just so you know. But
no umlauts.
He posted a rather lengthy blog today on this whole controversy with Sawstone. A
couple days ago.
And Stone Brewing. And, you know, the majority of it was just how about like 14 of the 17 letters are the same between Stone Brewing Co. They just have 3 extra letters saying Sawstone.
Yeah.
I guess that's geographical, that Sawstone has a meaning to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was interesting because if you get farther into the article, and he talks about how they've bullied different staff members, you know, his personal Instagram,
his company fans have bullied Stone staff members,
you know, Yelp reviews, Facebook reviews, like to the point where he mentioned that, like, even the review sites have like triggered, like, hey, you're being attacked. We're not going to publish these. So, you know, but yeah, the people genuinely thought, you know, they blew it up saying like they received like 100 cease and desist letters from Stone and all this stuff. And so Greg just kind of laid it out. He was just like, here's where it started. And he's all, and it was like a good 2.5 months. And he's all, on July 10th. So 2.5 months into this, Greg became aware that Sawstone even existed.
Yeah.
Because all of that, it was just the lawyers going back and forth because Sawstone filed for a patent. The Stone lawyers found out about it and said no. And they just said, well, show us your business plan. Maybe we can get along. And it just kind of went back and forth. Nothing happened. And then Greg opens up his phone and it's melting from all this criticism from trolls.
And he didn't even really know that was even going on necessarily.
Yeah.
Because he's not the CEO anymore. It's been this other guy being the CEO for a while. So he's not he's not plugged into the day-to-day kind of stuff that's happening. So he's just getting caught up to what's happening. And then he writes this sort of long-winded public reply to it.
But it makes a lot of sense. You know, their previous thing was about Keystone, which is the same, you know,
still going.
Same thing. There's three letters in front of the word stone. Stone was really big. It could be confusing. So it makes sense that if people called Sawstone, what do you mean you're confused?
Is this Keystone or Stone?
Well, because they were, I think Stone was legit in that because Keystone was marketing the stone part of it. They had several different marketing campaigns that were heavily stone, like stone, stone, stone. And which finally triggered
the stone on the
finally triggered Stone's trademark. And
no, I was pretending to be a guy at a store picking up a Stone Arrogant Bastard and a Keystone Light and going, oh, what? These are the same.
What
is your name? $10.
Does your name happen to be Keith Stone?
Yeah, Keith.
My name's Keith Stone. That's right.
I go cause trouble in grocery stores. Keith, want that? Try this.
So interesting read. Check it out. You kind of get a timeline of how, like, things work. Like when you have people there to support you. So it's like he has a legal team, and they were just like, "Hey, we see this. No," and they're like, "What about?" And they're just like, "No." And it's just like, hey, we could make your life a hell, but we're just saying, no, show us a business plan. And they're like, well, we don't want to show you a business plan. We just want to be difficult.
Yeah, I think, a lot of beer Twitter is siding on Sawstone's side of this. And I think every case is a little different. And people are like, well, what about Firestone? Why aren't you suing Firestone? But those guys started at the same time as Stone did before either company was that big, you know, in lawyer space big. And so, and plus Firestone is one of their names. So it's like, I it's driving me crazy. People pulling out the Firestone. We're like, well, why don't they say Firestone? I was like, there's freaking differences to it. Not everything's the same. So that's why you wouldn't, It's just dumb to be pulling out, like, saying, well, they should sue Firestone then. And I think it's all happening because they're in the middle of the thing with Keystone, so they have to show. I mean, I think I talked about last week too, but they have to show that they're defending that copyright of Stone. And it's just like, it just kind of sucks for, because a Stone is historically like one of our, you know, one of the companies that sort of laid the groundwork for craft beer and as we know it, and to have them, but they're now in this big space where they, lawyers are involved, and Greg doesn't even know what's going on until the huge amount of noise is made about it. And that's just kind of where the company of Stone Brewing is at, where like Greg seems like to be the only thing left of that original soul of Stone. And just because they're a big brewery now as far as craft beer goes. And I think they basically were saying like the Sawstone, like, well, you can keep the name, but you can't distribute out of your state, because you're going to be messing up our copyright. And Sawstone's like, well, we want to be able to distribute where we want to distribute. And Stone's like, okay, then we'll change your name. And it sucks, because you want Stone to be, everyone to be cool and be like, have a beer and be like, yeah, it's cool, man. But Stone's just too big to allow that kind of thing to happen. So both sides to me look kind of stupid, but that beer Twitter has just raked Greg so hard over the coals over this past week. I sort of, I'm sort of always try to defend the person that's getting kicked on the most, and Greg's getting kicked on the most of this. And I'm just like, it's not, there's too many people painting this as such a black and white issue, and it's not at all a black and white issue. It's full of gray, and just to completely be dumping on Greg and just calling him a douchebag, and everyone's like, yeah, I always thought he was a douchebag. It just, I don't know. Now, to me, you look like a douchebag now if you're just... So I don't know. It sucks because it's uncomfortable as an indie beer lover, and I love that culture of like, hey man, let's just have a beer and talk about it. Culture to that Stone is not there anymore. That they have to be in the lawyer, big beer lawyer culture. But that I think Stone's in the right on this. It's not cool or anything. It's not fun, but I think technically Stone has the point here, and it sucks for Sawstone, but I don't know. Is that name that important to you guys? He really can't change Sawstone. It's just that fucking important. So, okay. It's not a family name. It's a name of your, if it fits your region, that's cool, but.
So, getting back to my point, in the article,
tangent. Sorry, Matt.
Had they provided a business plan, they would have seen if there was a way that they could both coexist. They failed to do that, and the issue arose because they tried to file for a patent, and you know, obviously, when they filed for a patent, that's when Stone got notified, and Stone just 100% said, "This is too close to our name." So, if they never filed for a patent, they probably wouldn't even know they existed.
There you go.
And if they provided a business plan, they probably would have found a way to coexist.
That's why, yeah, you put yourself on a radar like that, then it's that stuff's going to come. The same reason why if you make a beer that has a beer label that's like we talk about beer labels all the time, or names of beers all the time, that would be a copyright infringement, but you don't distribute it, you don't make it like a core beer or something, then it's going to fly enough under the radar. No one's going to care. But when you start trying to make money off it, start trying to distribute it far and wide, then you're going to pop up on the radar. So if you want to have your company name be like sound like another company's name, then don't get popular.
Stay small, my friends.
Like if you're that, you love that name so much, I can't change it now. I've made stickers. Look at, we've given it like 100 people Sawstone stickers. What would we do to our t-shirt suppliers? They've already made 100 XL Sawstone shirts. It sucks for Sawstone too. I understand that, but also there is the real world, man. You're going to do a business. You got to get in the business stuff. Luckily we don't make any money. So the perfect pour is pretty common term. I don't know who owns the perfect pour trademark. I mean, we own it. So don't try anything with it. Cause we own it.
Yeah.
You got to pop up on our radar. I know
we only had 8 years to copyright it.
The Brewing Network there. I've been curious to listen to, I haven't listened to any of their episodes lately. I'm wondering if they have something on this because he's always dealing with somebody doing a grenade hop, and he's got the copyright on that logo of a grenade, a hop grenade. And so they're always having to have problems with that. They're like constantly like having to tell people like, hey man, you can't do that. It looks like a hop grenade. We have the copyright on that. And people are like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever, man. And then they keep selling shit.
That's fine.
And then he's like, dude, Well, now I have to fucking sue you. Just do a cease and desist because you're not doing it. I'm trying to be cool to you. Tell you to stop doing that. And you keep doing it. So now we have to get lawyers involved. Thanks. The real world sucks, guys.
Help me help you.
Is that it, Matt? Have I stepped on story enough, or does it need me to stomp on it more? May I stomp on it some more? Nick?
Hey. Well, is it my turn?
Your turn.
Blah, blah, blah. Exploding cans. Do you care?
Whose cans are exploding?
Trillium Brewing Company.
Trillium. Whoa.
Trillium.
They're classy. Their cans don't explode.
Oh, but they do. And I guess they issued a statement which left it vague enough to where the consumers thought they were being blamed for the explosions. What? Yes.
Well, you guys should stop shaking our beers up, man. It's like it's a party or something. It's not New Year's Eve.
Put it in the fridge you won't explode.
He didn't just win the NBA championship. Stop shaking our beers up.
Shaking it up. So they've eventually come back, because this article is a little bit old, but they've come out and cleaned it up and said, sorry, here's your money back. But the initial reaction by Trillium was too bad, so sad. your fault for not keeping it cold.
Shouldn't have left it on your dashboard, bro.
Bye.
I store my beers on my dashboard. And these beers exploded. What the hell, Trillium?
This beer's been rolling around on the floorboard for a week and exploded.
Hey, Trillium. Your fault. Beers exploded all over my baby in the back seat. Trillium.
Yeah, I let my baby hold my beer on the way home.
Here, hold this.
Exploded.
Here, hold this.
Yeah, shake it. Don't shake it.
Yeah. Don't drop
Quit
it.
Dropping it.
So what were people like saying, like, how are these beers exploding on them? I want the explosion stories.
So it's a fruited sour, and
oh,
I guess,
God. Well, they deserved it.
Unfermented leftover yeast in the unfermented sugar. That's what happens, guys. Beer. When left at room temperature can cause the cans to bulge, and so the weak seamed cans tend to explode. And so Beer Twitter, which I guess is, as Mikey pointed out, is a vengeful soul.
Oh gosh. Don't mess with Beer Twitter, man.
They come at Trillium saying they are the cool kids. Money and resources to create shelf stable cans. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
There is a certain segment of Beer Twitter. They're definitely the cool kids at high school, and you don't want to get on their radar and piss them off. Otherwise, they'll shred you. Mm.
Nerds.
Just bulging,
Bulging cans. If you have Trillium cans of daily serving and are afraid one will explode on you, Trillium will give you your money back.
It's like 4th of July in my fridge. Yeah. When I leave a soda can or a beer in the freezer and forget about it, to cool it down and then forgot about it, and then open the freezer up a week later and go, what happened in here? Oh. There's a can that's half. This can that's now open. What's happening in here?
Who opened my can?
Hey, honey. Would you try to open my cans here in the freezer? What the hell?
My only response is there's the viscosity polices where they're just like, this beer isn't thick enough. And then you make a beer that's thick enough. And it basically is just some sort of sugar, whether it's fruit puree or, you know, syrup adaptations to it. And it will re-ferment in warm temperatures. And people are like, I had it in my pantry. I don't get why it exploded. Well, that's what happens when things ferment. They create CO2, and the can can only hold so much pressure. And yeah, it's hard to have both. It's like a triangle. Thick beer, shelf stable.
Thick beer, shelf stable, thick beer. No, let's go thick beer.
Is that one of those you can only have two?
Yeah.
Situations.
Feeling like thick beer.
Here's three things. You can only pick two.
Yep.
So
that burp was brought to you by Ultimate Technology Hazy Double IPA from Slice Beer and Company.
Oh, how is that?
I'm ignoring the haze.
Technology.
But for a double, it's nice.
Oh. Well, well, well. Well, I guess I should open up a show beer there. Think of that. You're not the only one that gets to open up a beer.
Want a bet?
Come on, damn. Clap, 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 clap. Don't have the clap. Clip, clip. No. Oh my gosh.
Good thing we're distanced then.
I got a couldn't load file. I've never gotten that before. Man, things are bad here. I pissed off Beer Twitter already, and now I can't play anything.
Wow. So Beer Twitter gave your phone the COVID, huh?
I think so. It's got something. So that's all you got there, Nick?
Oh, we could talk about
I love gold. There it is.
We could talk about gold.
Do you love gold?
Sometimes. I was recently shopping and noticed the new Sierra Nevada sampler pack.
Oh, what's that? What's what it got in there?
Four IPAs from good old Sierra. You got Pale Ale, Torpedo, Hoppa Bullets,
got it.
And the 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So basically one beer. Just you get 12 of one beer.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably not too much of a difference there. Maybe the Sierra.
Yeah, you could pretty much arrange them low to high ABV.
Ooh, that'd be a good game to just even knowing what beers are in there to just blind taste test that variety pack and just see like, is this for the same beer or?
So leave them in the ice chest for a week until all the labels sog off and then have a good guessing game.
Yep.
What's Sierra Nevada is what?
By the way, I opened up an Imperial Pale Ale called Northern Lights from Moonraker Brewing. I assume it's a Wazoo Corvette beer. Don't actually have it written on there, but I'm going to assume since it's a Moonraker. I apologize if it's not Wazoo, if it's somebody else. I'm sorry, but... And it's apparently a pot-themed beer because it has a pot leaf and it says it's 420 somewhere, man.
Oh, boy. Frickin' stoners.
Stoners. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. So, that's nice.
But
yeah.
You still you Shermaning? Are, Matt, you still
Shermaning?
I'm about ready to get my next beer.
Oh, good. Something to look forward to.
Next beer, please. If you are tired of wandering your own neighborhoods.
Almost, but
I'm getting to know my neighborhood pretty well. Knowing all the knowing all the characters. I'm like, oh, that guy's always out in his front yard. There's another guy that's like my equal on the other side. I have condos in between in my block as houses, but then there's these condos that cut off my street. And
yeah.
The guy that's on the other side, that's like my opposite.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I'm over there, he's always out there in his yard. Always there.
Wow. What is your signal go by to his this house. Gentleman?
We've exchanged, briefly. Is it little, a little like, oh yeah, it's hot, huh? Whoa. Yep.
Very hot. Oh, okay. Actual words. Oh yeah. Not just a hand gesture.
Yep. I feel like he knows.
Actual words.
I feel like he knows I've never seen him walking on my street, but I feel like he knows that I'm his alter ego from the other side. I don't know why I feel that.
Have you checked his recycle bin? Like, do you size him up yet?
No, he's an older guy. He's like probably 80 or something.
Oh, so maybe this is you in the future. Maybe you upgrade. Maybe.
I do. I think about that. I was like, you had a few addresses east. Like, there I am.
Yeah. You a few addresses east in the future. And he's like, there I am, still drinking that craft beer.
I was actually working in my neighborhood today, and the guy was talking to me, and I was checking out his house, and he had his pool out there, and it has all these things around it, and he was just chilling in his house. He was putting out a chair for free chair. It was a big office chair. By the way, I'll let you guys know where that's at. It's a big, nice, big, like, sort of leathery office chair.
My front yard happy hour can use an upgrade.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow, is that me? Is that when I'm retired?
I think it's you.
I'm just going to piddle around my house and out in the front. You know, the guys that got their garage door open all day, like they open it up about 7:30 and then it's just open all day.
Hell yeah. I love that. I'm getting ready to do my first free curbside donation of the year.
How long will it take for it to go?
Oh, we have bets. I'm guessing it'll be gone before the afternoon.
Well, you got a pretty, you're not on a busy street, but you're off of a busy street. So you might get some off action.
And it's a through street. So lots of people take it for a shortcut. Right. It's through from a full block from boulevard to boulevard. So lots of people travel. I'm going to put a dishwasher out with a free sign. And
dishwasher. Does it still work?
Yeah. Yes, it works.
Okay. You're just, you wanted to upgrade. You get an upgrade, dishwasher upgrade.
We're upgrading. Yeah, it's time to upgrade.
Need more horsepower?
Yeah. You know.
Honey, this dishwasher needs more horsepower, don't you think? That's fine. We need more horsepower.
Just put a piece of paper on it. It just says, yes, it still works, and it'll be gone quick.
Right. That won't take long at all. It does work.
Runs.
Sucker.
Yeah, usually free takes care of all of that.
Right. As long as they don't do the thing where
they strip the pieces off.
I hate that shit. People are like, I'm just going to take all the good shit, and then you can deal with it. Like, no! The point is, you get it off of my hands, man. The whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do
this. This is the year they made the cast iron pump motor. That's the one you want.
That's what you want. Leave that other shit.
I'm just going to take the pump.
Right. Well, look for Nick's hat. You know where Nick's lives. Good. Cruise free down dishwasher the street.
Starting tomorrow. So back to what I was saying, if you're tired of wandering your own neighborhoods, Drake's has published an article titled Do It Yourself.
Yeah, do it your own damn self.
Do it yourself. No reaction to that. Okay. Bay Area craft beer hikes, brews with a view. So they have a list of all the places in the East Bay in San Francisco to hike while drinking a Drake's. Maybe legally or illegally, we're not sure, but please use the canned variety just to be safe.
Are they good hikes for only Drake's only? Like if I go up there with a 21st Amendment, I'm going to be like, nah, it's a bad hike if you got 21st Amendment. It's only good if you got Drake's.
Well, being as Drake's did the homework, I'm sure they'd appreciate it if you drink a Drake's.
Yeah, but that's true. They did the work, so give them respect and drink a Drake's. Drink Drake's. Hashtag drink Drake's.
Hashtag drink Drake's.
Hashtag
Loyo. Our friends that's at actually Drake's. Who
posted it. So yes, hashtag Loyo.
Hello to our friends at Drake's.
They give you the length of the hike and the difficulty level.
Oh.
So if you guys throw out some numbers and some difficulties, I'll give you a hike to do.
Oh, okay. Three and a two.
Three. What would two be? Medium?
Sure.
Okay. The difficulty levels are easy, moderate.
Easy, moderate.
And hard. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want a three or moderate?
Three and moderate. A moderate beer, I guess. Huh.
You want the Sonoma Coast State Park.
Oh, Bodega. Hell yeah, I do. Love that hike. There you go.
Sonoma.
Well, I think that's a challenge to Tioga Sequoia to do a one for the Sierras here for Fresnans with their Tioga Sequoia. We have the ultimate hiking spots around here. Ever heard of a place called Yosemite? Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it? It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. Sequoia.
What do you mean you're going to try and find parking around Yosemite?
Kings Canyon. We've got it all, man. What kind of hikes you need? We got it. Pincushion Trail right here.
You want a easy 3 miler? You want a difficult 13-point tour?
Ooh. I'm going to do some rock climbing. I'm going to climb Half Dome. Half Dome with a Half Dome.
17-mile hard hike. Mikey, you might recognize this one. Mount Tamalpais.
Yeah, Mount Tam.
State Park.
Marin.
In Mill Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That one's hard.
Oh, they consider that hard, huh?
Whatever, man. It's cute.
That's cute. All right. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Drake's.
Next tab open is
next tab, please.
Beatles Funko
Pops. Next slide, please.
Just kidding. That's my eBay.
Are you gonna get some Beatles Funkos?
Maybe.
Oh, don't forget to get the Ringo. Everyone forgets to get the Ringo. Get the Ringo.
Currently bidding at $290.
The whole set?
So no. One.
One?
One Beatle.
Even Ringo's $270?
Oh no, he's $17. Ringo is $114.99.
Wow.
Buy it now price.
One of the most expensive Ringo items you'll see out there. Ringo's Funko Pop.
Not even the tickets to his concert are that expensive.
Whoa.
That's the saddest and most accurate point you've ever made.
That's not fair, mate. There's no concerts going on right now. Peace and love.
Yeah. That's culture.
Yeah, cool. Oh, don't worry, guys.
Okay.
Boston Beer Company's Truly Seltzer is they're working on it. They're testing a double seltzer. Okay. If you live in the New York,
is that where you just drink two seltzers?
If you live in the New York market, Truly is testing out an 8% seltzer. So, like we were joking about last week about. Are there regional seltzers as far as style wise? Are there East Coast seltzers? Are there West Coast seltzers? Well, Truly's working on a double. So you can finally get fucked up on a seltzer. I don't know why they didn't choose Fresno. Fresno is usually the test market for everything food related. So
they'll make the Doritos Locos seltzer.
They'll test it here. So look out for that.
They make Cool Ranch Seltzer. That's when it'll be tested in Fresno.
Cool Ranch Seltzer. How are you guys on the Oscar Blues and French Mustard collabing to make a tropical wheat beer, mustard beer?
Ah.
Are you guys
As having mustard is one of my favorite condiments, I am completely out on the beer.
No, you're saying no.
No, thank you.
Will you even try it? No. Like, if it shows up in Fresno.
Yeah.
Will you even
try it? No, I'll try it. Just because I'm curious what the hell mustard tastes like in a beer.
Apparently, there actually, if we're going to put beer condiments in a beer.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. I'm thinking like horseradish in a beer before mustard.
Hmm. What kind of style of beer would that be?
Oh, man. Okay. So you need something with some onion. So a Nelson IPA horseradish.
Okay. Horseradish IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Considering people do picklebacks, why not just have a mustard beer?
There you go.
Is Nickelback going to sue for a pickleback?
Ooh.
Look at this pickleback.
I want to try it. I hope it shows up here.
Yeah, you're in?
I'm in. Becky, producer is, Becky brought up
a good point. Are you a French's guy?
Yeah, I use French, straight French. It's the best. I don't like these. I'm not a Dijon. I don't like the different... Pool. No, I like straight mustard. Fever. I enjoy mustard, but I like it pretty straight. I like the Stone has a mustard, doesn't Stone have a mustard?
Yeah, Stone. The Stone gonna, well, they make beer
Stone
mustard.
Gonna sue?
So beer mustard is not new.
But is Stone gonna beer. Sue because they're making mustard beer?
I think Sierra Nevada's got one too.
Oh, yeah.
Sierra Nevada has their own mustards. Yep.
Probably Rogue.
Stone has a really good mustard.
Yeah.
So if I have a hot dog with Stone mustard while drinking Oscar Blues mustard beer, I'm like ultimate mustarding.
Ultimate.
Mustard. My two kinds of mustard, so I'm throwing up the metal symbol, which I try to keep right in between the two metals.
You know,
Keep it good is either. It's honey mustard and or horseradish mustard. One of the two.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like the spicy brown. We got a couple of bottles of that.
I like honey mustard for dipping, but I wouldn't put it on. I wouldn't put it on my hot dog or hamburger.
I will do straight yellow with tater tots. That's an okay combination.
I don't think I've tried that.
See, that's where the spicy brown comes in. That's our top mustard.
Ooh, okay.
If we're talking eating out, Red Robin's honey mustard on the French fries is a nice life hack. It's a poppy seed honey mustard. Really sweet.
Okay.
Bottomless
steak fries and sides of honey.
Do they just bring like a gravy boat of mustard?
Don't get me started on the bottomless, man.
Don't get me started.
They give you small little, they've gone through different iterations over the years, but they'll give you like a small tin and then be like, it's bottomless, but it's like, you got to go through the rigmarole of like constantly asking for more and you finally just give up. I'm just like, nah, I don't need any more.
It's like when you level with your server at Old Spaghetti Factory and you're like, listen, can you just bring us three breads at once? That way we're not asking you.
Yeah, you don't have
minutes to
freaking go keep coming back. Just bring us, you know, three, four breads.
We're not going to ask for foil.
You're not going to have to worry about us for a while.
Just bring us the bread. We're not going to foil wrap it and take it home. Just come on.
You can go take care of the other customers for a while. We'll be good. We got them ready.
Go take care of the needy people. Yeah. We'll be all right.
We got bread. We're good.
So, which you played the I Love Gold earlier, but I never mentioned what I'm drinking. So, from Ann Robin, they dropped me off a 6.45%.
Whoa.
Which you could round up to 6.5.
No.
In my opinion.
Technical.
From McMenamins.
Oh, that's Portland.
From Oregon. I have the Terminator Stout, and it is a very good beer.
It's a stout. Wow, I've never heard of somebody say that from a McMenamins beer. That's interesting.
It reminds me that of a Obsidian, from Deschutes.
Deschutes.
This is a good beer. It's solid.
All right.
It's funny that you mentioned that, though, Mikey. Let's see. In here, Terminator Stout is the result of a fondness for big, burly German beers, kiln-baked grains, and a few kiln-baked grains and a few failed batches. So maybe they even mention, you know, they I don't know. It's a good beer. I like this one. The brother would like this one if he had it too.
What? What? I do not have this beer.
Sorry, Dave.
Am I gonna get the COVID?
Do you think we'll be in studio together before the year is over?
Yeah, when October hits, like it's 70 degrees outside again. Yeah, that sounds great.
And you're like, yeah, I'll come back over there.
Are you asking for somebody to wake you up when September ends?
Oh, wow. Just before you go.
Where's the music playing now, Matt? You killed us last week with that crap. We lost some customers from last week. Like, no, I'm never listening to the show again.
That's it.
Too much Wumba.
We Wumba'd the heck out of them.
There we go. It's not the same when I have to, you know, I demand it.
And now it's stuck in your head.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Three notes. I can name that song in three notes. You guys aren't even young enough to remember that. Name that tune on the show, on the television.
Hey, we had reruns.
We had a thing called reruns, okay?
Yeah.
Mikey,
I wasn't around for Leave It to Beaver, but I watched them all, okay?
Mikey, have you ever been to a Green Day concert?
I have. Save Mart Center. Green Day, Save Mart Center live.
Wow.
Green Day, America's premier punk band. Green Day, Billy Joel, Trey Cool, and the bass player. Green Day, Sunday at Celland Arena.
Wait. Oh, did they play between the Monster Truck sets or
what? Halftime at Monster Truck Rally. It's Green Day playing all their hits.
Green Day playing from the back of Gravedigger.
Yes. Welcome to paradise. Now that's what it sounds like.
The brother has the ultimate get off my lawn story about the whole the Green Day song, Good Riddance or whatever. Because that's like every graduation year plays that song. And he's like, that came out my year. Nobody else should have this.
That's right.
It's our year. The song's from our year. I was there
first.
It was for me. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Please stop this.
Quit taking my thing. My thing.
Well, I think we're...
I got to find a new thing to do before you. Because you took my thing.
We're good there. We're all... juiced up and ready to continue with the podcast.
What?
Who?
You guys got to remind me we're doing it.
Mm.
Keep forgetting. Might say something inappropriate. My gosh,
the internets are slow this week. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? Yeah. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network. You can call that voicemail line and leave a message for us. Or you can email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Send us that file and we'll play it. But we're on the traditional old school voicemail line, and we actually have some calls here. So let's see what's going on out there in the listener world of the Perfect Pour.
What's up, guys? Hey,
it's
Florida Steve. That sounds like and a I am here with it's me, Al Green, and we have Nick Cologne, who gave Al four cans of Treehouse beer.
Got my first version of Treehouse beers, and I am excited to get home and try them out.
Hell yeah. You're going to enjoy those beers. And right now, we're actually at Civil Society.
Woo! Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an outside. Get it.
Yep. Outside.
Small get it.
That's a get out.
Still get it. Yep. You know,
COVID get it.
COVID restrictions get it. Yep. But, yeah, we've got some interesting beers that we are taking home. Al, what do you have?
I am holding an Imperial Dankstar, a little 11% IPA, a little double IPA, 11%.
Oh, shit. And then I've got their Ode to Empty Hammer. I've got first, Can't Touch This. That's the second beer.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Awesome.
Stop it.
And then
Nick's got the same. He's got the same four, but he also has a Crowler of Camo by Civil Society.
Oh, it's the Cake Eater.
A bottle of their Cake Eater. Oh, yeah.
11.5%.
Oh,
there's a collab with Barreled Soul. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Delicious.
All right, guys. We are headed out. We had a lot of fun. You guys have a lot of fun. Check your date.
Hello, Civil.
Civil. Civil.
Civil.
Wash your damn hands.
Wear your damn mask.
Wear your damn mask.
Yes.
And we will
don't get it like
talk
us.
To you guys later.
Cheers.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. Willard.
Oh, no.
Willard.
I wonder how Willard's is doing through all this. I hope Willard's is okay. It's an honest question. Look at those guys having to get it and in the middle of a pandemic, having to get it. I hope they're going to be okay.
They're having a distance.
We're in the driveway from each other.
Distant.
Don't worry. Well, that's fun.
One of the face shield.
That might be, is that the only get it of the year?
Yeah, that was it.
This is the only in-person get it that will happen this year. That's going to be the whole calendar for next year. Call an engineer. You're just going to, well, we got this picture of this get it for to get it that happened. We'll just do that 12 times for the calendar.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Pour? This is Mike Montoya, a.k.a. Just Can't Win.
Ooh, nice.
It has been a minute.
Yes.
You know, the world is a weird place, and
it is.
I'm a new father, coming up on 6 months, so kind of been busy.
Cheers.
I just finished my work day here at my home office and poured myself a beer sitting in the backyard, and it just clicked, and I was like, I should call the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
But hope everyone's all right. I'll be honest, I haven't been keeping up. There's a lot going on. It's hard to have the mental capacities just kind of sit. Listen, even though that's what you think you want to do, sometimes it doesn't happen like that. But thought I'd just call and check in and see how everyone's doing. I follow a lot of people on social media, so I do keep up with them. So it's nice to see everyone. And like I said, hope everyone's doing all right. Currently sipping on a Endless Ether Double IPA from Casa Agria out of Oxnard. It's delicious. 2 weeks ago, I went up to Flo and made a stop at Central Coast for a bite to eat with my wife to celebrate our anniversary, kind of our first time getting away ever since everything locked down, and had myself a June buggy, which was delicious. And then went to this this eatery called Ziggy's, for those that know where it's at in Flo, and that was too delicious. But yeah, first time being out. Since everything kind of locked down and it was felt weird, but Central Coast was doing it really well. So shout out to Stormy for that. And that's it, man. Just been drinking beer, sometimes too much beer. That's what the scale tells me. But other than that, trying to hold it together. So hope you guys are doing all right. I'm going to hop back into the rotation on the pods, and I'll be listening. But talk to you guys soon, I'm sure. Keep up the good work. Guys, I didn't forget.
There.
Thanks, Mike.
We must own the same brand of scale, because when I hop on mine, it just says fat ass.
Cheers.
Also, I'm glad he gave a little shout out to Stormy, though.
You know that place?
Central Coast Brewing. You know
Central Coast Brewing. Oh, Stormy at Central Coast Brewing.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool dude. Is he at the new Central Coast, or is he at the OG Central Coast?
Mainly the new one. That's usually where the offices are at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss that place. Miss all the places, man. Glad Mike's back listening again and starting to settle in being a dad. And cheers to that. And cheers to his anniversary, man. Cheers to just the Perfect Pour family checking out everyone and seeing what everyone's up to as we continue on with the voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. Calling to say hi.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Haven't talked in a while. If you get this, give me a call back. I'll be up until about 11 or so.
Oh, okay.
It'd be great to hear from you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Do it. No, it's 6 a.m. Call him.
Paul. Damn it.
That's it. How do I do that? Can we just add a...
He didn't leave his name.
No, man, it's too late. He's in bed. He's asleep.
Okay,
It's 7 in the morning on Friday. He's asleep.
Wow. You're going to scare him.
He's like, ah, shit. Yeah, he's a dad, man. As a dad, you don't want to get calls in the middle of the night.
Calls after midnight.
When your kid's not there.
Okay, I know what I just did, so we'll see.
Oh, boy.
I'll report back later.
Oh, boy.
Your call has been blocked.
Blocked. Just to let you know, you've been blocked. What?
You've been blocked.
You did a bad thing. Shouldn't have done that. You're blocked. I'm going to continue on. Let's hear from Paul.
Hey guys,
what's going on, guys?
It's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
Hi.
Thursday.
So I was going to tell you guys we have a little bit of a tradition that we do every week, and that is Monday through Thursday day we don't drink at all. So,
boo.
So when we get home from work on Thursday night,
oh man,
what do we feel like?
Get ripped.
So that's it. So we cracked open something from a friend.
Yeah. So we got this awesome porch bomb from Al Green.
Yeah, man.
So
I heard about that guy.
We're going to open this beer from Civil Society called Grandma's Lemonade.
That's right.
It's a Blenderhouse.
16-ounce can.
Easy.
You can't tell by the way it opens.
And
I'm sure Mikey knew.
I'm sure it's going to be tasty.
5.1%.
Why don't you pour that, babe?
Nice can.
It's got a nice purple label with geographic shapes on it.
Pouring a little heady, a little fizzy, looks good.
Unfortunately, when we were in Berlin, we did not have a Berliner Weiss. How stupid are we?
So dumb.
It's good.
You never wear the t-shirt of the band you're going to go see.
Yeah, it's sour, but not too sour. It doesn't give you that like pucker face.
It has a lot of lactose on the nose.
Yeah, it's got some lactose on it. But it's tasty. I like it.
So cheers to Al Green.
Cheers to Al Green. Yeah. And so just to catch up a little bit, so we we keep forgetting to call in.
We're going to Topgolf this weekend. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to call you next Thursday when we SOB our drinks again.
Yeah.
But we last weekend, we just went to our normal places because, you know, we just know them. So we went to River North and we went to Periodic. But we had some fun, hung out in the pool in the backyard, did some bike rides.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a lot of riding.
Played with the dogs.
We have a cool rack that we put on our Honda Pilot for the bikes, and so...
I have a cool rack, too.
With the SUV and throw the bike on there, so I get my bike rides in. It's kind of nice.
I get some, too.
And, so, yeah, Janine's got the electric bicycle. We've been riding those around as well.
Yeah, so it's been fun.
Summer times are great.
Yeah. So, that's all we wanted to tell you. Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Son of a bitch.
Bye. Thanks, Colin Janine. I was getting a little worried because I think it went a couple weeks without hearing from them. But they've got good discipline. They don't drink until they only drink Thursday through Saturday.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Sunday to Monday, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Sunday to Sunday, what?
I used to be like that.
One of those days.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my ass.
Again!
That's my Rocky and Bullwinkle impression.
It's not bad. I got it.
I am so far behind on the show.
And Scotty B.
And I haven't left a message in a while, voicemail in a while, and I'm sorry, guys. You guys know I love
Catch
you.
Catch up, Scotty.
We miss you.
It was great. That Zoom that I was in, not the last one, but the one before, I believe. We had some fun. Some fun.
Yeah, some fun.
Try to be in those more. And where I'm at right now, today it's Saturday. It's about 10 a.m. I was scheduled to work today, but my boss texted me before I was due to start, and she's like, you know what? Let's do this Monday morning. I'm like,
did you still get paid?
So, guess what I did? I cracked open a brew. That's right, Mikey.
Oh,
I cracked open a
Stop
brew.
Stop it. What are you, from Philadelphia?
From Humble C, and I believe it's called, now that's what I call Foggy. It's a double IPA, and man, it is hitting me. I'm just like, I'm not quite done with it, and I'm like, whoa, I'm feeling it.
Your boss is going to call in a minute and say, you know what? Never mind, we need to work.
Anyway, that's what I'm doing right now on a Saturday morning. Also, I want to talk about the Black is Beautiful beers. Mm-hmm. So the ones I've had so far have both been really, really great. The Mumford one, I would say, is right now, at the ones I've had so far, is the best. And I also had Urban Roots. Mumford has cacao nibs and coffee. So I think that's why I think it's a little better than Urban Roots. Urban Roots is just the base, which is still really great. But if it's just the base, it needs more time to age. And, of course, it just came out. There's no age on it at all. I'm sure that beer would be really, really great in a few months. And every time I get some, I get like either a 4-pack or I get at least 2 or 3, and I'll put one aside. And right now, that's the 2 I have put aside, and I drank some, but I have extra cans that I put aside. And today, I'm going to get like 3 cans of Revisions version of Black is Beautiful from Spoke, because you can do curbside pickup at Spoke. But I got to wait till 3 p.m.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so then I'm going to see how many I can get and just keep reserving one can or bottle, if I get them in the bottle. And then I'm just going to have, maybe I'm going to have like 12 of them or maybe 20 of them. And I'm just going to drink them all side by side. 10% Imperial Stouts.
Do it.
And see if I can determine which one's best. I'll be hammered and pass that on the floor before I finish, but... Oh, well. Keep up great work, guys. Love you. Not driving.
Scotty B, thank you, sir, for checking in. And what do we got to do to get you caught up, Scotty B? Let's just have a session. I want you to marathon the perfect pour. Get yourself caught up.
He's got a free Sunday to catch up.
Yeah. You just had a free day there. Just keep marathoning perfect pour. Mm-hmm.
Ludicrous speed.
Thanks, Scotty B. I may have a Black is Beautiful beer in my Bincots later. So, you know, stick around for that. In case you're one of those people that bail after voicemails. So we continue. Still got some more. Shout
out! What a really perfect pour to you be here with shout outs, Esse. So love this it. Week's shout out goes out to a very, very, very cool person that I've recently been, not recently, but he's very young to the community. He's like the peewee of the barrio, the perfect pour barrio. This guy has put in, he has been putting in a lot of work, Holmes. Been sending beers to the perfect pour on a weekly basis. You know what I'm talking about? Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo.
Here's your shout out, homie. Shout outs to Wazoo Corvette. This guy has been a day one from day one, homie. This guy has been repping the perfect pour, and he's been sharing his beers with the community. So I think this dude had a beer and DM'd me on Untappd and said that the first thing he thought about was me when he drank it, homie. I thought it was gonna have a cholo on the label or something. I didn't know what beer it was. And then next thing you know, he asking me for my address. I'm thinking he's going to send me a freaking can of like Cholo Brew or something, right? Or like homie ale. And I open this
look
package.
At this, you love this, Chew.
And I get 8 cans of General Sherman TD8
ooh.
Citra. Amazing, dog. I was I was touched to the core, Holmes, to the point where I had a tattoo, a teardrop on my eye. Because you made me happy, homie. That's how happy I was. I was like a little boy at a cake store, you know? Who doesn't like cake, is it? So, Wazoo, I really appreciate what you did. You went above and beyond. You didn't have to go to that extreme, but here's your shout-out. You didn't buy you this fucking shout-out, homie. This shout-out's for you because you really know what I like, and you know who I... You know me because of the show... And what I love, homie, and this shows that people will listen to the show, not just for everything, but because of the community. So shout outs to you, Wazoo Corvette. Shout outs to the Perfect Pour for introducing all of us to each other. And shout out to General Sherman Triple Dry Hop Citra, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. And this has been...
Shout out.
Boom, Chew nails it again. Good shout out. That's a good shout out this week, Chew. Thanks to Chew and the Wazoo Corvette. As we finish up, we come in for a landing in the voice in a second.
What a man, perfect pour, Chew. You be here, man. Nick and Mike, how you about this doing? I know it's hot.
We're good,
it must
Chew.
Be even hotter in Fresno. My kid calls this weather batwing weather. If you don't know what that means when your balls stick to the side of your legs. Right? Enough of that, Holmes. Quick little thing. I want to let you guys know. You know what? Let me get this out of the way. What's going on, community? No one's calling, leaving voicemails. You guys are too busy to call in for like 3 minutes, Holmes. I'm calling you out. Calling in Janine.
Rat, oh, that's not comfortable.
Fontana, let's go. Evil Circle, let's go. Everybody, start let's calling go. In, homie. I can't carry the goddamn show.
Let's get it going.
On my shoulders, come on. So, Scotty 99, Scotty 91. I'm still waiting for my wrestling with beer, Holmes. Let's get it. Let's do it, homie. Al Green,
beer metal so show. Where's the beer metal
calling
show?
Into the fucking line, eh? Orale, so check it out, homie. Yeah, I'm talking shit to the community, but I love this community. What I'm trying to say is, what you guys have created is an amazing community, homie. I've been receiving beers from like Al Green, from Donnie Adams says he has a package on its way, from Wazoo Corvette, people that I haven't even met physically. But through the community, Donnie, I don't even think I met him on Twitter. I'm not that sure, but he's on tap. And this dude hit me up and he said he wanted to send me some stuff out. Really appreciate that. You guys have created something that other podcasts or websites have tried to to create, and they failed. It's been 4 years for me. I'm a 4-year veteran with the perfect port, and a lot of these people have stepped up, homie. They've been dropping the ball on voicemails, but other than that, they're still strong, and I hope they're still around, homie. You know, I do miss a lot of people. Long Beach, John. I don't know what happened to him. Hopefully he can
let us know. Yeah, he had a brewery going.
Ed from up across the pond.
Ed from Wills.
I hope he's doing great.
He's good. He's, let he me was know in the forum.
Up. Let us know what's up. Little information on Zorro Now Zorro. He's moving to Arizona. I just spoke to him recently. And
it's all right if it's Phoenix area.
I think
area.
He's still listening, but he's not very his son's a little older now, so he's giving his kid a little more attention now. So that's understandable. But homie's moving to Arizona. So here's the thing, homie. My people know, which is my wife and my kids know, if I pass away, my son knows that he needs to get on my social media and just put it out there and let you guys know what has happened to me. So
you need to know,
maybe we should all start doing something like that, homie.
Get a perfect pour, buddy.
It does suck if we have some member that we lose, not because they stopped listening, but because of health reasons or something. We'd like to know because maybe we can help in a certain way. Maybe not with money or what have you, but, you know, prayers, we can pray and we can send out positive energy. I don't want to bring this show down, but hopefully everybody's great and they're just too busy trying, you know, and they can't call in. What else? Choose barbecue tip of the week, homie. This week's tip is when you clean your grill grates, do not use metal wire or meshes. Stay away from that crap. You can get some little particles of that metal in your food you're cooking, and they can puncture your esophagus, your stomach, or your intestines, Holmes. Ouch. And they can lead to making you very sick or even death, Holmes, or the people around you that you're cooking for, homie. So get away from using that. Toss those away. And I would recommend that you go with wood. They have these little wood paddles that once you get your grates at a high temperature, you put the wood paddle, and what it does, it burns to the molding of your grate. So you can just scrape off all the excess stuff off the top of your grate. Also, you can use a sweet Maui onion or those jumbo brown onions and stick a huge fork in it and clean your grate. At the end of the day, homie, with the onion, you're adding seasoning and flavor to your grill that would just transfer to your food. And also with the wood, you know, you smoke. You use wood to smoke, so you have anything, you're adding more wood flavors to your food. And who doesn't like that natural wood flavor in your meats or your veggies? So that's another tip. Stay away from the metal meshes and go more natural for more healthier. And that's about it. This is Chew Your Beer. That's Chew's barbecue tip of the week.
Yeah.
And the community is amazing. But you guys need to step up, homie. Start calling in. That's it, homie. And TDH is a delicious beer, but DDH.
Oh, cut him off. Oh,
that was 3 minutes. Amazing beer.
Oh, I had to watch you. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye. Chewing along there, but it's all right. We allow it to chew your beer.
Wow.
That's a good tip, though, about the... Because I've been barbecuing a lot more during the COVID.
And
the summer too. Not to use the oven in the kitchen as much as little as possible. So the Traeger's been rolling. So that's the first, and you know the norms in the barbecue community are like, you got to have your grill all perfectly clean before you start. And, you know, telling you that, and choose like, hey, you know, watch out for the wire stuff. That's the first the steel mesh. That's the first I even heard of that. So I like that wood thing. He's already got people buying the wood to clean the grates. So I'm all about that. I like the onion tip too. I think I might do that.
Oh, yeah.
Just half an onion and stick a fork in it and then clean your grates.
Number one way to get people to ask what you're cooking, use onions.
It
smells good. What are you making over there?
I'm just cleaning my grates, bro. Just like grate cleaning. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. Always love hearing the community. Chu talking about the community. I love how Chu on, if you follow him on Untap, he'll check into a beer. And if he's the first one that check in from the community, which you know, you can check to see if your friends have checked into a beer.
Oh, okay.
When you're checking into a beer, right, there is a, yeah, pro Untap tip. There is a little thing there where you can check and see what your friends are rated that. And if they haven't rated it, then you're the first one checking in. So Chu will brag about that. He's like, hey, I'm the first one checking into this from the community. That's one of my favorite little corners of Untapped is Chu.
Chuisms.
Chu announcing that, hey, Ann, I'm the first one.
First.
Thanks, everyone. Again, man, gives a great, unique spice to this show. Just like you're, when you're greats, you get that flavor off your greats. That's what we get. The voicemails give to the perfect pour.
Flavor greats.
Flavorings. Hey, man. Nick, you looking out for any beers?
I have one from Brewdog.
Brewdog. Wow. Evil Twin.
Brewdog. Evil Twin.
Wow, you're deep.
Collabing.
Digging deep.
Yeah. Slow week. Roaster Coaster. Nitro Imperial Vietnamese Coffee Stout.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
No, I was ready for like a long, like, Vietnamese coffee, nitro.
Pineapple, guava,
mustard,
chia seed, mm-hmm, quinoa.
Wow, do you think you're going to be able to find kale, that there?
Ranch crouton.
Oh,
Caesar.
Ranch IPA.
Ranch IPA.
By the way, producer Becky brought up a good point. Sorry, Nick, about the mustard beer. French's and
Austria's beer
is that it's probably a good marinating beer.
Yeah. I could see that lending itself more to a marinade or, you know, steam beer, steaming beer.
Yeah, sorry.
Or a beer butt chicken. Beer you guys butt. Do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, or she was saying that. Where were that?
What's
that?
The beer.
Yeah, what's that thing where you open up a can of beer and like you cook it with it or whatever?
Yeah, you stand the chicken up on the tine. Yeah.
Do one of those. Barbecue. Do one of those things. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
That's all right. I think XL said he was going to steam some seafood over it. Steam some crab legs or something.
There you go.
Yeah. That beer does work well for steaming crab legs. We used to use Mount Whitney. Back in the day.
Wow. That sounds like work.
Red Label Mount Whitney.
Mount Whitney.
Pour it in the bottom of the pot.
When Mount Whitney was good.
Yeah. Yeah, all you do is pour it in the bottom of the pot, turn the fire on, set crab legs in pot, wait 20 minutes.
Crab legs?
Super hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. You go to the store. You got to buy them.
You got to have a pan. I don't have a pan.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance you'll make out in the store.
Buddy, I made out in the store.
I made out today.
What are you looking out for? Come on. More than that. Is that it?
More than that? No.
All right.
Well, I was looking up for another one, but then I realized it was a Mason Ale Works, and we can't look out for that.
Nope.
We shouldn't look out for that. In solidarity.
I agree with that. No Mason. If you're wondering what that's about, that's an old episode with Chew Your Beer, and I don't know if you can find it, but search your Mason Ale Works. Yeah. But don't go there, guys. Isn't that cool? Matt, are you looking out for something?
The local craft beer stops, Willow Shell, posted that they have some North Park in stock, which I think, Willow Shell. And then Moroa Shell probably has it if Willow Shell has it. So I just need to, drive my ass the 1.5 miles to the store.
1.5 miles.
Oh, man.
Just get some more North Park.
Does Google give you a percentage of COVID inside the store? What kind of percentage are you dealing with? 60% of the store has the COVID. You got to see if you can get through there.
So I went there because they, in their parking lot, they'll host food trucks. And I went and picked up a pizza. And I walked to the liquor store portion of the area. And at least the fridge itself, they only allow two customers in at a time. Mm-hmm. And then they have a social distancing way to get to the register. So they did everything they could. But,
yeah.
You know,
they're doing what they can do. I've been in there. It's fine. Nothing's ideal anymore. So,
and then the other thing I'm looking out for, a coworker posted this morning. This was after I read the Stone Brewing thing. He posted that he received his box of Pliny for President. And so I looked, I gave him like a shocked emoji and he's like, "You want a can?" I was like, "I want a can."
I want so a can.
I have a can of Pliny for President waiting for me.
Lucky.
So I'm looking out for that being in my mouth.
Tune in next week to episode 367 of The Perfect Pour when we find out what Matt thought about Pliny for President.
Thanks. I hate it.
Turns out I hate it. It sucks. Horrible beer. Don't get it.
It wasn't worth the hype.
I haven't. That's funny because I have not heard. I mean, I've seen people getting it and I see it all over the place, but I have no idea what people think of it. Like, whether it's bad or good or anything. People are just like, "I got it." Well, I'm interested to see what Mal
thinks. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
No, I got it.
Oh, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to. Not going to spoil your Bencots then.
No, I didn't get it.
Nah, I didn't get it. That's all you guys looking out for?
Mm-hmm.
You too, Matt?
Yep.
Okay. Arizona Wilderness, Tempe's Arizona Wilderness. Phoenix area. I love these guys and I just they haven't been on my radar in a while, but they've been canning and they got one called DC Mountain. It's a double IPA 8.2. And then they've got they're kind of doing a little bit what Tioga does with the Forest Service sign, and Tioga kind of makes it their own as a Tioga score sign. And Arizona Wilderness does uses that kind of Arizona's forest sign and kind of makes it their own. And it, just a cool looking can. It's got Citrus, Centennial, and Galaxy, and it's dank and tropical. And it looks good. And they also have a collab with Modern Times just called Can Art. And they sort of ironically, the can art is just, it's just a white backdrop and it's just lettering just says Can Art. Like you would put in like, you know, a filler resin before you've made up the can art and you just say
right
can art. That's what the can art is. So ironically, the beer is called Can Art. The beer is called Can Art and there's no can art. So, you know, they're like,
yeah. Print this and it comes out and it says print this.
This is where you print. Logo goes here.
Logo here.
Well, the mustard beer, I'm looking out for that. Hopefully it shows up in Fresno. Pipeworks, they have one called Hardcore Normcore. It's a brown with coffee. Not too many people are making brown. Ooh. So I just like the name of the beer and the fact that it's a brown. So
they're so rich, they could do a non-existent beer.
They're like, yeah, we'll do it. Matt, have you ever listened to Normcore? Could you pick out a Normcore band? I'm trying to push Matt to his music limits here.
Nope.
Damn it. I was hoping you could. No Normcore pulls. Platform Brewing has a cereal-inspired sour ale, and they're doing a whole marketing around it. It is it's a Fruit Loops play on Fruit Loops, but it's their own sort of artwork about it, and it's their own sort of marketing with it. But it's definitely like a nod to Fruit Loops, but it's their own deal, and it actually looks pretty cool. And their whole marketing around it is they're putting in these like cereal boxes, and there's a whole thing involved. And I would not, wait, I'm not
beer,
interested
box in beer.
I don't know. Like I think that you get these boxes with it or something. I couldn't understand it, but it's a sour ale. So I don't really care about the beer, but I just like the whole marketing aspect around it.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I'm looking out for is I think I'm going to, let's see if the fridge mic is still working. I need to go get a beer. So.
Hey, beer.
Let's see. Oh, it sounds like it. Hey, guys, I'm fridge miking. Hear that? That's all there's. Oh, shit. A shit ton of bombers. Remember bombers? There's a whole kinds of stout bombers in here waiting for us to drink, and I can't drink them because they're too big.
I don't like stout bombers.
I'm back. What happened?
We listened to you talk about bombers and how awesome they
were. Oh, it was working. There you go. Well, this is a can that's waxed. You know, and you wax the can.
Great.
I got it off pretty well, though. This is a beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette, Seven Sills Brewery and Distillery, Beerception Release, number one. This is number one, man. Barrel-aged chocolate oatmeal stout. That's where I'm at, guys. I have gone through everything hoppy in the fridge. All that's left are stout and saison-related items.
Great.
I love gold!
Great, great, great. Drinking all my beer.
Sorry, man. Gotta do it. Somebody's gotta do it.
No, I'm sad.
The beer is actually called Moxa Smoke. Thank you, Wazoo. I think the coffee's falling off. Nope, there it is. It's a good beer. Nick would love this beer. Too bad. So sad. All right, where are we at here? We having a good time? Having fun?
Yes. Maybe.
No.
No.
I hate it. You're so stupid. Wait. It's your show, too. No, your show.
Don't get me messed up with this shit, man.
Don't get poisoned, man. Let's all go to our Untappd app and see what the hell's been going on this past week. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. What would you do?
Both Ant and Robin dropped off some beers. I was finally able to get around to them, put them in the mix. And one of them was Party Cup from North Park Brewing, which we just talked about. It was a Mosaic Lager. So that was really good to have that. Triple Dry Hop Sherman. I've had some of those. And made a stop by the Zacks and got some Air Hugs and Finger Guns. Left on Red, Cherry Gurgich. And then I had Zora Lime, which is one of our more popular beers. So I wanted to get in the mindset of others and just say, hey, what is it about this beer that's good? Other than the beer. Well, but it turned out to be the beer itself. So.
All right.
That's my been caught drinking.
Been caught drinking. The Neck 80. What have you been caught drinking?
Nothing except for a taster of Tioga's Pomegranate Sour.
The hell?
I think Matt brought that by last Friday.
Hmm? What is that? What is that called?
Pomegranate Sour.
Pomegranate Sour.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't taste like pomegranate, don't worry.
Or sour.
Just kidding. That was it. I had zero beer this week.
What happened? Was there whiskey purpose happened. Behind it? Oh, okay.
No, just I wanted to go to Out of Barrel, didn't make it there. I wanted to go to the market, didn't make it there. Didn't go downtown, just had no beer in the fridge. So whiskey was on the shelf. And
whiskey.
Put some ice cubes in it.
Indiana Jones style.
You just had whiskey in the jar?
Oh.
Jowo.
That was a good album, all right.
Hey, man. Good album. That was a good album.
Solid album.
The Metallica cover album?
Yeah. No.
Oh. It wasn't bad.
Maybe.
I think it was
bad. It wasn't bad. Well, it was in perspective, right? I mean, Load and Reload had just come out. So.
Yeah. They needed something to cleanse the palate.
Yeah. Let's do covers.
All right. Well, let's hope that Nick does some more beer drinking this week.
Yeah. I'll get back to it. Oh, no. I got some good ones playing this week.
All right. Good.
You have fun this weekend.
All this fall of the Nick 80.
Yeah. I'm going to drink all my stouts.
Speaking of fall, make sure if you want to get involved, I assume the Friday night get it's going to happen. The virtual get it. Perfect Pour listener get it. This is not a Golden God exclusive. It's anybody that listens to the Perfect Pour wants to get on the Zoom on Friday nights and just hang out with other listeners. You can message Chew Your Beer, see if he's got the code, or you can message pretty much you can message us. You can message a lot of people, man. And
yeah. Can I message myself?
You can message yourself and say, hey, do you know the code? And they'll probably not answer you.
Like, yeah, probably not. I'll pass out.
Jazz on Jazz usually has it on Untap. If you're not friends with Jazz, his handle, pulling up Mr. Jazz. Just look for Mr. Jazz, Mr. Jaz. Message him. Say, hey man, what's what it is? Colin and Janine are on there a lot. A lot of people are on. A lot of listener celebrities are on there, man. So get on the Zoom Friday nights. Just hang out, have some fun. Since right now I don't know where you're at, but California and Fresno, we're locked down again. I guess you can still go on the patio. You can go on patios. And this is the only thing you can do.
That sounds comfortable, right?
You can go to a parking lot stall and a table.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo, I'm out. I'm having fun in a parking lot. Just like when I was
fun.
It was like when I was 19 on Blackstone in the Kmart parking lot on Blackstone. Like, woo. On Friday night, cruising.
But now it's okay?
Yeah, now it's okay. Yeah, before, when I was out cruising.
Not okay.
You're not allowed to cruise, not allowed to hang out in the parking lots. Are you guys old enough to have ever done that? Like, hang out? Because you guys are car guys. There's a lot of car guys that would hang out in Blackstone.
Generation got to do it. I got to do it on Blackstone. Mm-hmm. We did it just as River Park was being constructed. So that was like the end of the line. So we went all the way from Herndon.
Yeah, that's where you'd turn around and go back the other way.
Yeah. And so from Herndon to Ashland, we turned around at the In-N-Out Burger. Okay. On In-N-Out Burger on Ashland.
In-N-Out on Ashland. Where,
yeah, the In-N-Out Burger is where we'd turn around.
Oh, that'd be, that's a good spot.
Yeah, the hangout parking lot was the Diamond Billiards / AMC, AMF Bowling. That was the hangout parking lot.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was your lot. Wow. I'd not heard of that as being the hangout lot. I used to go there to Diamond Billiards quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
We probably were playing pool at the same time and didn't know it. And
drinking beer.
Drinking
beer. And I was not drinking beer.
Oh, drinking beer. I was having Keys to Light draft pictures of Keys. I don't know if they have pictures. I think they did have pictures there.
Yeah. And
pictures of Keys to Light.
Picture that Keystone Light, man. I'm ready to party. Yeah.
And if we wanted to go hang out in a completely different pay scale, we'd head over to Fig Garden and go hang out at Rocky Mountain.
Oh, Brewery. Man. Damn it.
Yeah.
Those are the days. Oh, yeah. Ben caught Mikey Top Boar or Dorktown on the tap. What did I drink this week? Gummy worms from New Glory. Had that. And I have a warning for Weekend Vibes Coronado Brewing Company. It was
warning.
It was oxidized, man. It was just not the dates are good. It just tasted old as hell.
No explosions, but oxidization.
Huh? Yeah. Six pack of that. And I was like, this is going to be my beer for the week. I'm like, this is my, you know, staying within the budget. Six pack of this Weekend Vibes. This is my beer for the next few days. And it tasted like crap. I'm just like, man, this is disappointing. I'm usually the Coronado is a solid choice for me. It's one of the better price ones at the Save Marts and one of the better beers. And it always comes through for me, and it just didn't this time. But hey, it happens. Oh. I'm all going to wait for a little bit, let them figure out whatever it is going on there, and then I'll come back to them. I'm not off of them. I had my first Black is Beautiful beer. I had the Revisions version of it, that Imperial Stout double, and it was a nice beer. I enjoyed my stout. Nick,
nice, good job. I'm proud.
Not even as a palate cleanser. I just enjoyed it as a beer.
My work here is done. Yes. I could leave.
At Alvarado Street, Vengeful Barbarian. Alvarado. Got it from Out of the Barrel. Vengeful Barbarian IPA, nice beer. Wow. The one from Urban Roots called Third Hiatus. And it was an Imperial IPA. Now it's an okay beer. It wasn't, that was probably my least favorite Urban Roots I've ever had. So I won't worry about getting Third Hiatus again, but it's still okay.
But I had it.
And had some more Deven Mosaic Bro from New Glory. And that was the stuff I remembered to check in there. That's some other stuff.
But do you even mosaic? I do mosaic
whenever I can.
I was worried. Yeah. I thought maybe you were going to tell us no.
No, I don't.
Mosaic.
No, I'd say just stay away from mosaicing, man. It'll just get you in trouble. No late night mosaicing for me.
Damn it.
Cheers.
Matt, cheers. Yeah, Matt. No,
it's gonna be a good one.
He's stroking his beard and he's thinking about it.
Just cheers to people out there still drinking beer and stuff.
Yeah, cheers to beer. Beer drinkers everywhere.
And cheers out to Aunt Robin for donating beer.
There you go. That's nice. Nick.
Hey.
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 Hello.
Cheers to Wazoo Corvette for the slice crawler tonight that got me through my podcast. Instagram followers, we have the Crafty Dad, Larry Loves Beer,
Mr. IP. Larry loves beer.
Hey. Well, apparently.
What's that, Fonzie?
Larry does.
Did Fonzie?
Mr. IPA.
Is it IPA? Fonzie A.
NSE Beer Adventure. And cheers to Crafts. Cheers. All these are Instagram.
All right. Cheers to our Golden Gods. Perfect Pour. Yes. They donate money to us on Patreon. They're really cool. Cool people. $5 or more. That's it. We're like, nope. Maybe we should open it up for $1 people. I don't know. But $5 or more gets you in. Be a Golden God. You get on the Porum. Get to listen to the tailgate. And whatever else we can think up. What's going on?
Yeah.
So thanks.
Stickers.
Yeah. If you're a Golden God and somehow don't have a sticker, message Nick because he might actually do it. Message me. I'm like, yeah, you don't have a sticker, huh? That sucks.
How does it feel to want?
Message Nick. He might actually get it. Yeah. We still got some left floating around, right?
Yeah. I do actually have a nice pile.
All right, good. That's what she said. You have a nice pile.
Yeah, looking at my pile. Awesome.
Look at my pile, huh? Cheers. You're
looking at my free stuff on my curb?
Yeah. About that, don't you? Cheers to Nick. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow's Nick's birthday.
What? Son of a...
The Nick 80.
No, it's not.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, it's not.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, it's not.
Explosion.
Confetti emoji.
Confetti emoji. Happy birthday to Nick.
Wow.
Do you have something at the house plan? What's happening? What can you do when you have a birthday during the COVID?
What can you do? That's a good,
There's nothing
please
to do.
Please call with Recos for what to do because we have
please send Nick Recos on what to do on his birthday.
We're like, oh, we'll go to the lake. Can't go to the lake.
No.
Oh, we'll go eat at a restaurant. Can't go eat at a restaurant. I guess we'll stay home. Sounds good.
You can eat in the parking lot at Pismo's.
That's wonderful. That sounds exactly
I'm glad I'm paying $100 to eat in your parking lot.
Yeah. Thanks for providing lighting and plants. I know it's only 95 degrees at 8 o'clock at night, but that's fine.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
This is way worth it.
This is wonderful. Yep. It's not the party we had planned, but it'll do.
It'll do.
We were supposed to have Grunge Fest for my birthday.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'd be there.
We were going to have a 90s themed birthday party. Grunge Fest.
Well, next
where
year.
Where everybody was going to wear jorts and Doc Martens.
Jorts.
And their favorite flannel.
Oh, man. That one I'm in. I usually don't like costume involved things, but that one I'm in on that.
That was our plan. We were going to get a cover band to play all the 90s stuff.
Damn it.
I know.
Is it a milestone birthday or is it just a regular birthday?
Well, if you could do some math, you'll figure out what it is.
Whoa. I can't do math.
I know. The Nick 80 plus 40 years.
Hmm. Oh.
Mm.
Oh, wow. That is a milestone. Damn it.
Yeah. Damn it.
So you're not having a trumpet solo play at your party in your house?
Well, you know, if they're available,
you're maybe not playing at 2 a.m. and
have 12 people show up because that's the limit for a gathering.
Yeah. Sure. The mayor's going to crack down on your ass. No.
Please shut this down.
Cheers. Cheers, Nick. However,
thank you.
Can celebrate it.
Yeah. Here's the 41.
Yeah. Make sure on Saturday you're choosing Nick.
I mean, not if I listener. Was that old.
Also, cheers to Matt Tubby. Cheers to Richard Moon, a.k.a. Boca Munia. Cheers to everyone that reads my newsletter. It's a craft beer newsletter called Drinking and Thinking. And you can probably find a link to it in the show notes, or you go to drinkingandthinking.substack.com. I changed email carriers. So if you're I noticed a lot of people didn't. I changed email carriers and then sent out a Drinking and Thinking, and there was a lot of people that didn't open it. And I'm afraid, like, it went into their spam folder or something or whatever. So if you have subscribed to Drinking and Thinking before and didn't see one last week, there's one in there. It might be in your spam or trash folder or something. So look for it. Drinkingandthinking.substack.com. I'm in deep on it now, so I'm going to do it every week. Every Saturday morning, you should get a new issue of Drinking and Thinking. So you want to sign up
nude
for that.
Nude issue?
Nude issue. No. Issue? Nobody would sign up for that.
Nobody would sign up for this.
None of my nudes are in that.
Oh, boy. That's your OnlyFans account.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real popular. So thanks. Yeah. Thanks to everyone for reading that. Thanks to everyone listening to the Perfect Four. Coming all the way to the end here. Not everyone listens all the way to the end, so thanks for being here.
You're still here.
You're still here. You're pretty rad. And I hope you have a great week. Be safe. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Check dates.
He's gonna. He said it.
Mask it.
I told him they're gonna say it.
Woo! So hard.